It's What's New from WBAA Classical. I'm John Clare. Conductors lead orchestras and other musical groups during performances and recording sessions. Composers write and arrange original music. Music directors may spend a lot of time traveling to different performances. Composers can work in offices, recording studios, or their own homes. Employment of music directors and composers is projected to grow just 3% over the next 10 years, slower than most occupations. Despite expected audience growth, competition is very high. We'll hear from conductors who compose, including Esa-Pekka Salonen, Robert Spano, and Stanislav Skrovachevsky on today's What's New. Ahead, we'll speak with Robert Spano about his music and hear his piano sonata, but first, music by Maestro Stanislav Skrovachevsky. Skrovachevsky was the longtime music director of the Minnesota Orchestra, the Halle Orchestra, and conducted around the world. He studied with Nadia Boulanger, and his compositions were twice nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. From an Innova release of chamber music, this is Ensemble Capriccio playing Stanislav Skrovachevsky's Fantasy for Six on What's New. Ensemble Capriccio playing Fantasy for Six by Stanislav Skrovachevsky on What's New. We're featuring conductors who compose, and you can find out more at facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa. Stanislav Skrovachevsky wrote his symphony in 2003 and dedicated it to the memory of longtime friend and philanthropist Ken Dayton. The composer conducts the Saarbrücken Radio Symphony on What's New. Symphony in Memory of Ken Dayton by Stanislav Skrovachevsky. The composer conducted the Saarbrücken Radio Symphony from a 28-CD set honoring the 90th birthday of Stanislav Skrovachevsky on Ohm's Classics. You can find out more at facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa, including playlists and podcasts. When we return, the music of Robert Spano and Esa-Pekka Salonen, conductors who compose on What's New. It's What's New. I'm your host, John Clare. Coming up, we'll speak with conductor Robert Spano about composing. But first, let's hear Lachen Verlernt for solo violin by Esa-Pekka Salonen. It's a work from 2002 based on a quotation from Schoenberg's Pierrot Lunaire. The narrator declares that she has unlearned the skill of laughing and begs Pierrot, the horse doctor of the soul, to give it back to her. Salonen says that it's, quote, a very moving metaphor of a performer. A serious clown trying to help the audience to connect with emotions they have lost or believe they've lost. Here's violinist Leila Josefowitz playing Lachen Verlernt by Esa-Pekka Salonen on What's New. Esa-Pekka Salonen's Lachen Verlernt for solo violin on What's New. We heard MacArthur genius Leila Josefowitz. We're featuring conductors who compose, and you can find out more at facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa. I had a chance to speak with Robert Spano about his latest release from ASO Media.
The water movement actually came first substantially before the other three. And it was always meant to have its companions. And I think one of the things that took me so long to get this worked out is I was very intent on linking the elements without sacrificing the need to make them very distinct and different from each other. So for me, it was a matter of finding materials that were able to be variable enough to transform into even their opposites. So there are things that are very much related between the elements that I don't think sound the same. And that, for me, was very difficult to achieve, and I think one of the reasons it took me so long. And in the end, I feel very happy about the fact that those things are in there without being obvious. For example, the Debussy quotation that comes in and out of the water music is in a little section called Stream in Earth, it appears. So that links it there. Or the fact that the bass melody that is the source of the variations in the earth movement is the structural underpinning the same. It's a 46-note row. It's a 12-tone row that then is turned upside down, then upside down and backwards, and then backwards, which was my way of making the circle of time in the earth movement. And that same 46-note row is the structural underpinning of fire.
We look forward to a lot more. Is there anything the pencil scratchings or ink is drying on that you could share with us? Is anything you're working on currently composing?
There are a number of things I'd like to have happen next, but I'm just thrilled that you've taken an interest in this. It's exhilarating to have it out in the world because it took so long. Thanks for taking an interest in it.
Conductor and composer Robert Spano on What's New. This is What's New. I'm John Clare. Robert Spano composed his sonata, Four Elements, in 2016. Each movement refers to one of the elements of nature: earth songs, airborne, underwater, and on fire. Robert Spano is at the keyboard for his piano sonata on What's New. Influenced by astrology, tarot cards, the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, and a variety of magical arts, we heard the sonata, Four Elements, by Robert Spano. The composer, who's a renowned conductor and educator, played the piano on What's New. Find out more at facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa. What's New is a production of WBAA, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The executive producer is Greg Gustraba, and I'm your host and creator, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.